In this session, we look at church and parish conflict care pathways. Every church and parish faces conflict. Sometimes the conflict is visible. People leave, leaders argue, families divide, ministry teams lose trust. Sometimes the conflict is hidden. People smile on Sunday but carry bitterness, fear, disappointment, or unresolved offense. A peacefire ministry practice can serve a church or parish by creating a clear pathway for conflict care. This matters because people often do not know where to go when conflict begins. They may talk to the wrong people. They may gather allies. They may avoid the issue. They may spiritualize their frustration. They may expect the pastor, priest, elder, deacon, or ministry leader to fix everything immediately. A peacefire pathway gives the church a wise middle space. It does not replace pastoral authority. It does not replace church discipline. It does not replace counseling, legal support, safeguarding procedures, or emergency help. It provides Christian coaching and formation support so people can slow down, pray, discern their role, and prepare for faithful next steps. A church-connected peacefire practice should have authorization and oversight. The minister should know who supervises the practice, what policies apply, what confidentiality limits exist, how referrals happen, and what situations must be escalated. This is especially important when conflict involves staff, elders, pastors, volunteers, minors, vulnerable adults, abuse allegations, power differences, coercion, threats, or safety concerns. A peacefire coach minister should not improvise in those situations. The practice needs policies before the crisis arrives. In ordinary conflict, the pathway may be simple. A person requests a peacefire conversation. The minister explains the role and limits. The minister listens. The minister asks about safety. The minister helps map the conflict. The minister helps the person discern whether they are called to confess, forgive, confront, wait, create a boundary, seek pastoral guidance, or take another faithful step. The church may also offer peacefire Bible studies, small groups, workshops, or leadership formation sessions. These can help the whole community develop a shared vocabulary. Words like peacefire, wildfire, strange fire, firebreak, offense, repair, and Jesus mindset can become part of the church's discipleship culture. In a parish setting, the peacefire practice must also respect the parish's structure, sacramental life, pastoral leadership, safe environment policies, and denominational or diocesan expectations. The peacefire coach minister should not confuse coaching with confession, spiritual direction, counseling, or official pastoral judgment. The goal is humble service. Colossians 3 calls God's people to put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, love, and peace. That is not just a private virtue list. It is a ministry culture. A church or parish peacefire pathway helps people practice that culture when conflict is real. As you build your practice, ask, who must authorize this ministry? What policies must guide it? What conflicts belong inside this pathway? What conflicts require immediate referral or escalation? And how can this practice help the church become more peace-smart in daily life?